Hey guys, it's Reef here. We're coming to you guys from a road trip to White Rock, and we're going to the beach. We have my sister and my dad for a little trio couch combo. Say hi, guys.
What's going on, everybody in podcast land? What's happening?
So, guys, what's new about you guys? So, can you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Well, Lily, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right, hit him with it.
Soon after the summer, I'm going to be going into grade one, and I just turned six.
That's awesome. What'd you get for your birthday?
Well, I got $110.
Awesome. That's a lot of money.
Ballin'.
And I got some new books.
Nice. What about you, Dad? What's new? What's new with your life?
Let's see, man. What's new with my life? Well, I just got off night shift, so days off. It's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. We can spend some time on the beach.
For sure, man. I'm really excited. You know what? I don't remember the last time I went skimboarding. But because of that, we're going to need to get some wax to make that thing extra grip, because I bet you there's going to be a couple wipeouts today.
Oh, yeah. This is my first time skimboarding. Lola, is it your first time or have you done this before?
I have not done it before and I'm really excited.
I hope that it's Me a weekday. Too. It's not going to be that busy.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people work on weekdays. So it might, if we get lucky, we might be... No, it might not be very busy.
And we should probably get some ice cream over there, some gelato or something.
Yeah. If we find shaved ice, we should get some too.
For sure. What's going on with you, bud? Like, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I mean...
I kind of know what you've been up to lately, seeing as how we live together, but...
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm having a sleepover with my friend Griffin.
Griffin! Shout out to Big G!
We're going to watch a movie and we're going to have some popcorn.
Nice. Nice. It's the first time he's come over for a sleepover too, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, it is my first sleepover. Well, with other than, like, my first sleepover with a friend.
This isn't the first time he slept over anywhere, though, right?
No, he sleeps over at Mason's and Ben's and Avron.
For sure. That guy sleeps over so much, you know, his mom probably doesn't even know where he lives, really.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, so, okay, so you're going to be... We got to about a month and a half left of summer break.
Yeah.
And we still got two more camping trips planned.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. Lola, do you know where we're going?
Actually, I do not remember, but I think we're going to McDonald's Creek.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. McDonald Creek's not to the end of the summer. And Christina Lake is the first one we're going to go to. But right now... I don't know, for all you guys listening in, like, other parts of the world, like all our international listeners, first of all, thanks a lot, but also they need to understand that BC is having a ton of wildfires right now.
Yeah.
And
it's getting super hot.
Yeah, super hot. And the forest fires are happening, which is what wildfires are.
And the beach is going to cool us down. That's just a note right there.
For sure, but I mean, we don't have a lot to worry about living in the lower mainland or, you know, where we live in the Fraser Valley. We're even south enough that, you know, we're not too close to all those wildfires burning.
Yeah.
And with the wind and the lightning, it just makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are having a hard time. They have to leave their houses. They have to evacuate their towns.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's
pretty sad.
It's sad. So it's an important time for us to kind of do whatever we can to help out. You know,
there's
a lot of stores that are taking donations to support the wildfire effort. And, you know, people even from other countries are sending forest firefighters to help out try to get the wildfires put down.
Yeah, and like all in everywhere. They're just sending out firefighters from all different places.
I think we're getting some from Mexico and Quebec.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Lola, you just had Vera come over for a barbecue.
Yeah, it was really fun and...
You want to tell everybody who Vera is? Because they don't know who that is.
Vera is my friend, and she lives in Prince George. Sometimes she comes to visit, and we're planning to go, and soon I think we're going to go to her house. We're planning to go to her house for a sleepover I wanted to do.
And Vera's a pretty special friend, right?
Yeah, she was actually my first friend I ever made. But not including Sully, because he is my, like, first friend.
Who is Sullivan?
Yeah. So, yeah, why don't you tell them who Sullivan is, and then why don't you tell everybody how you met Mira?
Well, I actually...
Look at that strawberry slide.
First of all, I don't know how I met... I don't remember how I met Mira.
Wow.
So, here's the thing. I was playing outside in the backyard, and these random kids beside us are, like, neighbors to the left, like, just, like, right beside us, were, like, looking at me really weird, and then they were like, can you play bubbles? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I started blowing bubbles, and they started popping them, and then I was like, what's your name? And then they were like, my name's Vera. And then Lola came out, and then she was like, what are you doing? And then I'm like, I'm playing with our neighbors. And then Lola kind of started playing with her too, and then they became best friends.
Unreal. So yeah, basically, in a nutshell, she was your neighbor.
Yeah.
And also, my friend Sully, I met him at, I think, preschool.
Yep.
And Reef met Sully's brother, Olivia, at preschool. And when we were dropping off Reef, and
you and Sullivan, right?
Me and Sullivan met each other one day. And then, we just become best friends.
That's you guys, like, have some of the same things that you like? You have some things that you share in common?
Yeah.
Like what?
But they're secrets.
Oh. Yeah. You know, sometimes best friends have to have those secrets.
Yeah.
Hey, so...
They're all secrets.
Do you guys know who Jeff Bezos is?
No.
No.
So he owns Amazon.
Yeah.
He's the boss of Amazon.
Yeah. I've heard he's a little mean.
Yeah, I don't know too much about how he treats his employees, but, you know... Yeah, let's just leave it. I don't know how much about that.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so he just went into space.
What?
Yeah. Like, tons of money. Big money. Rocket ship. Into space. But some people say he didn't go too far into space, so it, like, doesn't really count as a space trip. But anyway, my question for you both, would you do it if you had enough money, and why or why not?
I think I would do it because it'd be an awesome chance to experience something new, and I could learn a lot from that. Astronomy.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you know anything about that already?
Well, I don't really study that, so no, not really.
Like, how about the constellations or the planets? Well, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of... I'm a huge fan of mythology, specifically Greek mythology. So I know some of those constellations, like Orion. He's not very common in Greek mythology, but he is a Greek god.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, if I wanted to go up to space, I would go up to space because I would like to see... the stars and the moon I would like to see the clouds when we pass by them.
That'd be pretty fun.
And then I would imagine if we could just reach out the window and touch a cloud and, like, bring it inside.
That'd be so cool.
And silly.
The other reason I would like to go to space is, like, if I go there for, like, such a long time,
yeah.
I mean, hey, I might discover aliens.
If I was in space and I would be able to go wherever I would like, I would probably go to Alien World. If
aliens.
There was
That's cool.
Aliens are real?
Yes.
I think they are.
I think they're very silly looking. I can imagine them in my head with no body,
mm-hmm.
one head,
mm-hmm.
and
just floating there.
6,000
just all brains.
And 688 heads.
Very nice.
And he has 16 and 88 eyes.
You got quite the imagination.
And he has zero legs, so he's kind of like a bunny, and he has pig tails for ears.
Hey, this podcast is called Learning French, isn't it?
French Learning, yeah.
French Learning, I knew it. I go on so many podcasts, sometimes I lose track of which ones I'm on. Mm. Anyway, so, I mean, you probably haven't done much French before, or since school ended.
Nope.
What's your favorite French word and why? Because you just finished kindergarten in French, right?
Yeah. I have never thought of it that way.
How about you, Lola? Do you have a favorite one?
Maybe Palsica.
Oh, what does that mean?
Because.
That's the what?
Because Palsica.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to pass you something.
My favorite word in French is probably manger.
What does that mean?
It means eat.
Oh,
I think.
Go figure. You're like a human dumpster.
Yeah.
It's my favorite word because I love eating, and every single second I'm like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, so you guys know I got my second stripe recently.
Second stripe?
In jiu-jitsu.
Oh, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You know it. Boss. Well, some of that BJJ.
Yeah, it's really fun.
In what Theo Von calls that hard scarf.
Yesterday, I was practicing with my partner in class, and he told me I went to preschool with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Max. Did I actually go to preschool with him?
Yeah, you did. And the way I, recognized him was because of his, I think it's his grandma that brings him.
Yeah, he told me his grandma told me that he recognized my mom, and then they started talking, and then they said that I went to preschool with him.
Yeah, and he doesn't look anything like he used to look because he's grown so much.
No.
That's why I recognized him through his grandma, because, man, I think once you hit a certain age, you kind of freeze.
Yeah, I guess.
She still looks the same.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, plane taking off.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And also, speaking of second stripes and the jiu-jitsu, why don't you tell them when I will get my second stripe?
I think you get your second stripe in three classes.
Okay.
In three classes, Lola.
Three classes?
Yeah.
It's going to be a very good and exciting day.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to work real hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be a very exciting day with everything and that I get to have, my second stripe because it's really... Because when I hear that I'm going to get my second stripe soon, I'm like... Wow.
Yes.
It's only been a little bit of time and I'm getting my second stripe.
Well, I don't really have much more to talk about. Does any of you guys want to talk about anything?
I don't know, Rafe. We can touch base again maybe when we get back from the beach if you want.
All right, we can do a little talk at the beach again. So we'll talk to you guys at the beach, all right? Lola, you want to say bye?
Bye.
Dad?
Peace out.
Oh, wait. Can't forget. Shout outs to Anchor and Spotify for making this podcast possible.
You know it. Thanks,
Anchor. Woo. Hey, thanks, Lola.
Thank you.
Woo. Bye, guys.